Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, September 20th. Hard to believe. Thursday, September 20th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thursday, of course, is the day that American Free Press goes to press. And I was down there today and really didn't get a chance to look at the paper too carefully, tied up with some other matters, but I can tell you that they put together a good issue, lots of interesting stories in this issue of the paper that is going to press today. And of course, I always remind you, particularly those who are new listeners, and hopefully we're getting new listeners every day, that what you see on the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net is not the entirety of the paper, unless, of course, you're an online subscriber. What you see on the website is just a sampling. I guess the idea is that you'll be so excited by what's on the internet that you'll want to get the hard copy issue of the paper each week. I don't know if that advertising works, folks, but that's the theory behind it. Well, in any case, that is the story of American Free Press. Lots of good stuff in there. Incidentally, I've gotten a number of emails, and American Free Press is getting inquiries about the departure of Christopher Petherick, Chris Petherick, who was the founding editor of American Free Press. There's nothing mysterious about it. There was no hard feelings. Chris actually has moved on to much greener pastures. Congratulations, Chris. And when I say much greener pastures, this young man with a wife and two children and a couple dogs and a house to pay for and a car has managed to double his salary in his new job. And in his new job, he is doing some important work that supplements, I say, what we're doing here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and what American Free Press is doing. So, as I say, no hard feelings, no problems whatsoever, nothing mysterious about it. Chris didn't want a big to-do made about it in the paper. Usually when a respected staff member leaves, whether having been taken away by God or whether having gone on to greener pastures, we usually have a little piece about it. But needless to say, nothing mysterious there. Jim Tucker, longtime journalist, Bilderberg hound, as we call him. He's trailed Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission literally all over the world over the past 25 or 30 years. Jim is stepping in and now is the senior editor, managing editor there at American Free Press. But there's going to be no changes in policy or anything drastic. It's just someone saw a better opportunity and he took it. Congratulations again to Chris Petherick. But needless to say, I did want to mention that. I had actually meant to mention that last week or actually around the time that Chris had left. But, you know, as I'm sure Chris will appreciate, sometimes there's even bigger news items than Chris Petherick. So in any case, I don't want to mention where Chris has gone or what he's doing because, you know, there's a funny little group out there called the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith that they like to trail people and they like to cause them problems in their new jobs and with their credit ratings and with their bank accounts and mortgages and things like that. And we don't want to give those criminal scum, those parasites, that's what they are, at the Anti-Defamation League, the opportunity to do that to Chris or to anybody else. Well, we are going to a break momentarily, folks, and when we come back, I'm going to run through a variety of items with you. We'll eventually, I suppose, get around to the phone, but it may be a little bit there, folks. So if you do want to call in, you're welcome to do it, but I'd recommend waiting for about 20 or 25 minutes. All right, going to the break. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Mike Piper here again on this, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you, I guess you know that, from Washington. Sometimes it becomes a little bit repetitive, folks. Forgive me for that, but it becomes a habit when you're sitting here having to talk in a lone room, wondering how many people are out there listening. But there are people out there listening. I know that. And that's good. I just wish there were more people listening, not just to me, but to all of the good programming here on RBN. Well, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier this evening. I always think of him as a young person. Actually, he's only a couple years younger than I am, but he's very childish and childlike in many respects. He is a journalist by profession, widely published. He understands the political score. But at the same time, it's amazing, folks. It's amazing how much even he is brainwashed by the mass media in this country. And I've repeatedly said to him, I said, why don't you come on the show with me one night, and we'll just talk about the problem of Israel and what's going on in the Middle East and U.S. foreign policy. And I said, and he said, well, why would you want me on the show? And I said, because you demonstrate... This is how I talk to my friends, folks. I said, because you demonstrate the typical idiocy of most otherwise intelligent people. Well, I just thought it would be an interesting experiment just to have him on the show, because it's amazing, folks. Whenever I'm talking to this guy and I bring up a fact, that he's unaware of. And his immediate reaction was, he'll say, that's not true. And I say, well, yes, it is. And then I explain my source on it. And the poor lad is speechless. But, you know, this is what's scary, folks. He's one of the more intelligent people walking on American soil today. That's what's really scary about it. We were just discussing the other day the subject, which we always discuss on this program, the subject of how the Jewish lobby got the United States involved in the war in Iraq. Well, now, as you know, you may have heard, and I've mentioned it, I believe, in passing, Congressman Jim Moran, Democrat of Virginia, is in trouble once again with the Jews. Yes, with the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, not with the Gentiles, not with the Buddhists, not with the Hindus, not with the Mormons. He's in trouble with the Jews because he said that AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, is a very powerful, the America Israel Public Affairs Committee, is a very powerful lobby on Capitol Hill, that it may be the most powerful lobby. And guess what? House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that his fellow Democrat is wrong. He said Moran's remarks were factually inaccurate and recall an old canard that is not true, that the Jewish community controls the media and the Congress. Well, yes, folks, the Jewish community does control the media and the Congress, not the entire Jewish community, but Jewish billionaires and Jewish families and financial interests. I guess that's repetitive here, but in any case, yes, they do control the media. They do control the mass media. And what media they don't control, they exercise a control through such terroristic groups as the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee, which put up a fuss anytime someone says boo to Israel. Isn't it funny? They always come up with that word canard, an old canard. I wonder when that term canard was first introduced into public discussion of these issues surrounding Jewish power in the media. The old canard. I get so tired of hearing that word canard. It's become almost a caricature of itself in a strange way. And when you hear these politicians saying this, you have to wonder who's back there writing these little speeches for them and these little twists. But anyway, regarding this matter of why we got into Iraq in the first place, I'm going to read you something here that I've read on this program before, but I'm going to read it again because it's so important. Now, we've all heard of the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is not a neo-Nazi publication. The Wall Street Journal has always been a very conservative publication. The Wall Street Journal, even before it was bought by Eric Hufschmidt's sister's father-in-law, Rupert Murdoch, the Wall Street Journal has always been very, very pro-Israel. Now, on Monday, January 28, 1991, folks, that's at the time of the first war against Iraq, the Wall Street Journal, January 28, 1991, had this headline story, pro-Israel lobbyists quietly backed resolution allowing Bush to commit U.S. troops to combat, by David Rogers, staff reporter of the Wall Street Journal. Washington. When Congress debated going to war with Iraq, the pro-Israel lobby stayed in the background but not out of the fight. Leaders of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee now acknowledge it worked in tandem with the Bush administration to win passage of a resolution authorizing the president to commit U.S. troops to combat. The behind-the-scenes campaign avoided AIPAC's customary high profile in the Capitol and relied instead on activists, calling sometimes from Israel itself to contact lawmakers and build on public endorsements by major Jewish organizations. Yes, we were active, says AIPAC director Thomas Dine. These are the great issues of our time. If you sit on the sidelines, you have no voice. Continuing with this article from the Wall Street Journal, In the end, pro-Israel lawmakers were divided on the vote, but the lobby's influence nonetheless was crucial, especially in helping the White House pick up Democratic support that has typically been denied to recent presidents in other foreign policy confrontations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, folks. I don't need to read any more. That's the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is not an anti-Semitic hate sheet. The Wall Street Journal is not published by neo-Nazis. The Wall Street Journal was quoting AIPAC's director, Thomas Dine. Yes, AIPAC was lobbying for U.S. involvement in the first war against Iraq. And folks, if you don't believe that they weren't also pushing for the second war against Iraq, then you believe anything Eric Hufschmidt has to say. Folks, yes, the Jewish lobby did get us involved in the war. And they are now trying to get us involved in a war against Iran. And you know what's really, really bizarre about that, and what's really, really funny about that, is that the rest of the world isn't quite as upset about Iran as are Israel and its corrupt puppets, shills, agents inside the American executive branch controlled by this madman punk George W. Bush, or these bought and paid for shills in the House of Representatives in the United States Senate. Down in Bolivia, the president of Bolivia is making nice with the Iranians. And guess what? The president of Bolivia has accused multinational companies and the U.S. of trying to destabilize his government by financing opposition groups. He's threatening to expel these companies from Bolivia and take over the full operation of their gas fields, which were nationalized over a year ago. This is from a report in the Washington Times, folks. And Hugo Chavez, the strong man in Venezuela, he is not cowed by George W. Bush and George W. Bush's friends in Israel and George W. Bush's backers here in the United States. You know, we are picking a fight. We are picking a fight that we don't need to fight, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what's happening? You know, when our own neighbors in the South, you know, it's scary, folks. And why is it? It's all because of this little entity in the Middle East called Israel, this little entity which has nuclear weapons, a nuclear arsenal that they brag is aimed at Rome and other European capitals. And they don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. And we find former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, saying that the United States would support Israel if Israel attacked Iran. I mean, why? Why, folks? Why are we allowing a tiny handful of people out of the hundreds of millions of Americans to control our U.S. foreign policy? I find it disgusting. I find it scary. And I worry about our country. I worry about the young men and women that are dying every day over there in the Middle East. Now they're picking a fight with Putin of Russia. Washington Times today says, guess what? Washington Times says, Putin has erected a new authoritarian model that owes more of its lineage to fascism than communism. And is it any coincidence that our Jewish friends in the ADL and elsewhere continually refer to Islamofascism, that this is the rhetoric of the Bush administration? Constant talk about fascism, folks. Very, very interesting. I know there's a lot of people out there who absolutely hate the Catholic Church and the Vatican, but we have some interesting information about the Catholic Church and the Vatican when we come back.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Sorry for the delay coming back aboard. I got distracted here. Okay, as I said before the break, I'm going to mention something here, a rather interesting item in the news. Didn't receive a lot of publicity. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice wanted to meet with the Pope before she went into so-called Middle East peace talks. But guess what? According to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera, forgive my bad pronunciation, I know Mark Glenn, who speaks Italian, will be laughing at my poor pronunciation of this, but that newspaper reports that the Pope chose not to meet with the Secretary of state of the United States because it reflected deep differences of opinion over Middle East policy. In other words, folks, the Vatican does not like U.S. Middle East policy. That seems to lay waste to the idea that the Vatican, as many people say, is directing U.S. foreign policy. Now, there are those of you who are out there saying, I know, well, that's just the Vatican's cover story. The Vatican really does direct U.S. foreign policy. No, it doesn't, folks. And, in fact, the Vatican, they're not perfect there by any means, but they have been a bulwark against Zionism. Catholic Church goes back and forth on a lot of things, folks. But when all is said and done, the Vatican is still a bulwark against Zionism. No wonder, then, that the Israelis, their Israeli geostrategists such as Martin Van Creveld, have bragged that they may even have nuclear weapons aimed at Rome. Poor old Condoleezza Rice. But, you know, before she became Secretary of State, you know, she used to write some pretty good things, but I guess she knows where her bread is buttered, and she has signed on with the powers that be, and she is doing their bidding. Incidentally, I'm told that there are people criticizing the forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference because there's an old black man going to be speaking there, my friend Robert Brock. They've also said that Professor Ray Goodwin, who is speaking there, is a Jew. Well, Ray Goodwin, who will be amused to find that out, Ray may be listening tonight, Ray is not a Jew. And in fact, the article that he wrote for this issue of the Barnes Review, which one of our callers talked about last night and which I mentioned, that article is not going to leave him in good stead with the Jews. But I'm sorry to say that despite the concerns about the fact that there's an elderly black man, a very fine gentleman, Dr. Robert Brock, who has been invited to speak at the No More Wars for Israel conference, he is going to speak there. Sorry, folks. If you're upset about the fact that a black man is going to speak, then don't come to the conference. But I can tell you that I talked to Mark Glenn and some of the other organizers of this conference today, and they tell me the reservations are rolling in. Okay, well, I tell you what, we have a lineup of callers here, and I will go to the callers right after the next break. Interesting. The Israelis have referred to the Gaza Strip as an enemy entity, and, you know, it's kind of funny because I think it's safe to say, considering the fact of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, that they proved themselves to be an enemy entity as well. I think that's what I'm going to refer to Israel from now on as, an enemy entity, because it's a rather it's alliterative, I believe the word is, and it's a rather accurate description, because there are many people who do not accept the legitimacy of Israel as a state with very, very good reason. Incidentally, I had a conversation today with someone I've gotten to know over the years, having been a guest on K-Talk Radio in Salt Lake City, Utah, gentleman who has also been a guest there on programs and who's called in the show. Very interesting Hungarian gentleman with a wide-ranging knowledge of lots of things. And I was had a very nice conversation with him today, and he will be a guest on this show very soon. Got a lot of insights from my friend George. And, you know, I don't even know George's last name, but I've known him for years. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back, we will go to the columns. Stay tuned, folks. This is Captain Knight, Michael Collins Pfeiffer. Michael Bernard Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You know, I got to give credit where credit is due, and several of us were commenting today that now that Daryl Bradford Smith has shed Eric Hufschmidt, the quality of his programming and of his new website, IamTheWitness.com, has really improved. I got to give credit where credit is due. Daryl has posted the writings of my old friend Jack Bernstein, the author of An American Jew and Racist Marxist Israel. You know, I had quite forgotten, ladies and gentlemen, but you know, I actually helped pay for Jack Bernstein's burial. He died with very little money, and Charles Fishbein, anti-Zionist Jew, critic of Israel, helped arrange for Jack Bernstein's burial, and the folks at the Spotlight newspaper pitched in with their own contributions to help bury Jack. Jack picked up a strange disease, so it is said, in the Orient. A lot of people thought maybe Jack was murdered. I don't know for certain. I don't think that he was, but needless to say, he was a good man, and Daryl Bradford Smith has posted Jack Bernstein's writings on his website. Good for Daryl. Keep up the good work, Daryl. All right, let's go to the phone calls here. You're waiting patiently. Let's go to Lane in Texas.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Lane.
I'm a little beat
and I think
yeah,
I hear
there,
you.
Michael. What I called about, well, let me just say I'm a first-time caller. I know you have a regular group of callers, but
we welcome new voices.
Good. I really enjoy your show, and Rick Adams, the guy that follows you, of course. As a matter of introduction, I really think you're right on the money with Israel, who they are and who they are not. You've got that really nailed down. The reason I really called was I just watched this video of this city councilman being attacked by the alleged, I don't know if he's a chief of police or not up there, and it's just really disturbing. Have you watched that yet?
No, I don't know what you're referring to. Please tell me about it.
Well, I was listening to Alex Jones on one of the other networks there,
yeah.
And he said that a city councilman up in Indiana was complaining about some police corruption at a city council meeting or some sort of a civic meeting, and the mayor or somebody, you know, told him to take his problems and hit the trail. Well, he was leaving the building there, leaving the room, and you can see just as he clears the door, this uniformed police officer just waiting for him to get out, and he attacks him from the rear, back shoots him, so to speak, you know, just jumped on him, apparently pushed the guy out the door into the driveway, and the whole thing, his back's to him, he jumps on him, he starts beating this guy senseless. And all the while, another uniformed police officer just sitting there watching the whole thing.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, we've reached this point where anyone with any dissenting views is subject to, you know, anything can be done to them. And you know, people just sit back. There should be public outrage at that.
Well, as I was sitting here trying to think of what I was going to say, the thought occurred to me, you know, with this event where the student was tasered at asking John Kerry a question. Do you think that this is some sort of order from on high, so to speak, for the police to start pulling as many events like this as possible to get the people in some sort of a rebellion so they will rise up?
Well, I would look at it from another perspective. What's of concern to me is that maybe this is a warning to people not to speak out, that if they do speak out, these are the kind of things that can happen to them. Over the year, I had a very, very good friend, older gentleman, real decent family man, who was a bit of a political dissident, and he was absolutely framed on an assault and battery charge, and he was put in jail not because of that, but because of his political views. I mean, I saw this. It was just the most incredible thing. This man is one of these proverbial gentle giants. Really, a really fine man, very deeply religious man, and he was put in jail. This is back 10, 15 years ago, and I remember at the time just being so horrified that a good man like this friend of mine would suffer that terrible thing of being sent to jail and, you know, really framed on this assault and battery charge. So you know, there are people. Over the years that I was writing for the Spotlight newspaper and now for American Free Press, I can't tell you the number of people who sent in letters and stories about themselves and what had happened to them in their communities because they took political positions or happened to come up against corrupt local officials and how they were framed and put in jail and had their homes taken away. I mean, we hear about some of the big cases, you know, periodically, but I'm telling you that this is going on in every community in America. It has been from the beginning, and it's so scary for everybody else because it is a warning. That's why so many people choose not to speak out, and I don't know what we're going to do about it, Lane, but that's just another in a long line of cases like this.
Well, I think it's also, I think you make a good point there. I think it's just a statement on, as Again, I think it might have been Alex Jones. He has something like America, the land of the cowards and the home of the cowed. And we're cowed down here. We're scared to do anything. We just sit there like sheep and just watch the wolves eat us.
Yeah, you know, I guess, I knew, I've said this before in this program, I knew years and years ago when I made the decision to start writing for the Spotlight and put my name out there, that I knew I was crossing a line, that once I crossed that line, I could never turn back. So that's why, you know, people often, in a way of complimenting me, say that I'm very brave for what I do. I always say, no, I'm crazy. But it's not a matter of bravery at this point. It's just a matter of fact. It's a matter of having made the decision to do what I do, and I can't turn back even if I wanted to.
Absolutely. So, it's like you see these movies, the Western movies, where the bad guys are whipping up on everybody, and one guy finally has to make the decision to stand up against him and say, well, that's just easy, that's a movie. But when it comes down to you and you're surrounded by corruption and you have to make that decision, all of a sudden, it's not so easy.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. See, and that's what I say. That's why I'm hesitant to criticize, like, you know, I'm hesitant to criticize a lot of people for maybe not going as far as I do, and then there's people who criticize me for not going far enough. So it's kind of as I always say, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But those of us who have the luxury to speak out need to speak out and continue to speak out, and those who don't have the luxury to do it can do things in a more quiet way. You know,
right.
As I always say, everybody plays a part. What's the old saying? We'll either hang together or hang separately or hang together, but they'll hang us all, something like
that's right.
That.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, that's all I have.
All right, Lane, appreciate your call.
You.
Call back again soon. All right, we have Country Boy in Indiana. What's going on, Country Boy?
Hey, that city council member, town council member, was from Roseland, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, in your home state there, yeah.
The way the law is written, he was charged with resisting law enforcement, and the way that law is written, it is so vague that anyone could be charged and convicted with it. If you impede, that's one of the words, impede a law enforcement officer, that could be standing in front of him. That could be not answering your door quick enough. That could be when he reaches his hand in to grab your keys that you move the steering wheel.
Exactly.
Yes, that is the law, and that is the state of things here. Now, you might have Brother Michael Diamond on because you just said something about the Roman Catholic Church being against Zionism. It was the last pope, John Paul II, if that's who he was, and the current pope, that ruled that Jews do not need to receive Christ as Savior and that they can be saved. At one time, the Catholic Church said...
Yeah, I've seen the videotapes put out. In fact, Brother Michael himself sent me his videotapes a long, long time ago. I should have him on the show because, you know, he can underscore a lot of the things that... Jim Condit talked about, James Condit Jr. talked about regarding what's been going on inside the Catholic Church.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they're anti-Zionist, but, I mean, why are you a Christian church or whatever if you can say that people that totally don't believe in Christ, you know, don't need him, and that means that his sacrifice on the cross was null and void because there's a way of getting to heaven outside of that. But I did want to bring that up because... I believe it was the first, the other pope whose grandmother, as far as I have read, was Jewish, that he went out and he made that ruling in this next one.
It appears, you know, there is a lot of information coming out there to suggest that John Paul II was indeed at least partially Jewish. Yeah, the information has come from a variety of sources in a variety of ways, and I'm beginning to think that there is some element of truth there. Precisely where it is, I don't know. But, I've always said, from observing the Catholic Church over the last 20, 25 years that they seem to they'll take certain steps in one direction, and then they catch hell from the Anti-Defamation League, and I'm using the ADL as just a convenient target here, but they'll catch hell from the ADL, and then they'll backtrack, or else the ADL and other groups will announce that the Catholic Church is about ready to take a position, and then weeks later you hear that the Catholic Church says, well, no, that's not exactly what our position is. So they're playing a funny little game there, and I think that's a good suggestion to have Brother Michael on this show, yeah.
All right, Ambassador Piper, the reason why I called you this evening is that in the U.S. News & World Report, September 17th edition, on the last page where usually maybe it's Zuckerman that writes a commentary,
yeah.
George P. Schultz writes a commentary titled The Israel Lobby Myth, and it says at the bottom, this is excerpted from his introduction to The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby, and the Myth of the Jewish Control by Abraham Foxman.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I walked into the American Free Press office the other day, and two different people handed me that very clipping, and I'm going to be doing a piece for American Free Press next week, kind of encapsulating this whole business of what's happening with that book and Abe Foxman's response to it. And yeah, George Shultz, it's very, very interesting. You know, when George Shultz was first named Secretary of State, there was a lot of people in the Jewish organizations. They didn't trust George Shultz because he was considered to be too friendly to the Arabs. Well, I think he's allayed their fears now by writing an introduction to Abe Foxman's book.
Good. I look forward to reading the piece, and it's interesting that it says the deadliest lies. Everything with these dudes over there is deadly and enemy. And
yeah, well, you know, like I said, it becomes so repetitive, you know, that their rhetoric is like starting to get kind of boring. It's like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. What's new, Abe Foxman?
Good. You have a good evening.
All right. Thanks,
Country
Boy. All right. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Good. I wanted to bring something up. I think the conspiracy nuts are back at it again. They're accusing Ahmadinejad of having something sinister behind him, wanting to put a wreath up at the site of the World Trade Centers.
Isn't that absolutely the most idiotic, craziest mm-hmm. bunch of crap you've ever heard? Yeah, to suggest that the president of a nation would somehow want to go to the 911 site to presumably commit some sort of terrorist act. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Joe. I'm glad you brought it up because when I saw a headline in one of the New York tabloids referring to the madman maniac and what's he going to do there. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, but you know, see, Joe, you're a smart guy, but I'm sorry to tell you that there's probably millions of people in New York City who really believe that kind of propaganda. They really believe that Ahmadinejad may be carrying they probably think he's carrying a suitcase bomb, a nuclear weapon or something. You know, I mean, people really believe this stuff.
Right, which is sad. And it reminds me of when Hugo Chavez called Bush the devil. Of course, people didn't read the articles on it because when I read that article, I think he said something along the lines of the people in America don't deserve a president like Bush because he's a slime ball, basically.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So people never read into that, and they think, oh, he's anti-American, blah, blah, blah. But I actually think that people like Ahmadinejad and Chavez kind of feel bad for Americans.
Well, you know, this is, you know, that, you know, you're absolutely right about that. And if you've ever read anything that, like, Ahmadinejad wrote an open letter to the American people at one point, or maybe it was an open letter to George W. Bush, but in any case, but if you actually read what he had to say, it's like he's throwing out the olive branches, you know, really trying to hold out a hand and say, look, we're not here to cause you any problems. But here you are making threats against us. And what he's saying, I mean, you know, look, mm-hmm. if people threaten you, the natural thing to do is say, well, if you're going to threaten me, I'll be prepared to respond to you. And then when Ahmadinejad or any of these foreign governments that the United States tries to undermine, when they respond, then there are so many Americans who get angry and say, how dare they talk back to us, is essentially what it is.
And I think that Ahmadinejad also just said that if Israel attacked them, they would strike back. And
yeah,
people
well,
think
see,
this
that's
is horrible, but
that's considered bad for him to say that his country would defend itself.
Right. It's we're living in bizarro world, as Jesse Raimondo of the antiwar.com says.
And that's right. It is. I mean, it's funny that you say that, because I just said that in a conversation with somebody today, that things are really getting bizarre. That's the best word to describe it. Everything is upside down. Black is white, white is black. You know, it's a crazy world. All right, Joe. Well, listen, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. Be able to squeeze in one more caller. I think we have Ben from Florida waiting up there. Ben, stay tuned. We'll be bringing you up.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Ben from Florida. Ben, come on up. Oh, we lost Ben. Okay, do we have another caller there? Yeah. Do we have another caller? I lost my screen. Do I have... Okay, we have another caller, Henry from Connecticut. Henry, we're running out of time, but fire away. Well, folks, I guess we lost. Okay, I guess we lost Henry from Connecticut. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the hour here. We have just a couple minutes to go. I will, tomorrow night, I'm going to be bringing you some interesting information, not startling information, not a major expose, but there is a very, very well-known television news producer who you've probably heard of, if only in passing, but I'm telling you, he is one of the most influential television news producers of our time. He is Jewish, and you're going to be surprised to find out what he has to say about Israel and about the Jewish lobby and about other people in public life who are enamored with Israel, and what he also has to say directly about Israel and Israel's attitude towards the world. So maybe that'll whet your appetite. You're going to be surprised when you find out who it is and what he has to say. Well, we are wrapping up this hour here, folks, and of course, you know what to do, and that is to stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN with none other than Captain Rick Adams. Incidentally, I'm glad Joe called in here tonight. I was talking with one of the organizers of the No More Wars for Israel conference, and he said, I like that guy, Joe. He's a smart guy. And we can be thankful there are young people today like Joe who have not been blinded by this garbage in the mass media. Well, folks, stay tuned. Thanks for listening in. Thanks to John and Sandra and all the good folks at RBN for making this hour possible. Thanks to you for listening. Have a good evening, folks. We'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing. Mike Piper signing off. Not quite yet, folks. I'm a little bit off on the timing here. You got another minute of me if you can bear to listen to my dulcet tones, as they say. Kind of caught with my pants down. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I have another minute to kill after I went through that lengthy departure. I will remind you again, if you haven't checked it out, check out the Washington Monthly, October 2007 issue, The Myth of Al-Qaeda in Iraq by Andrew Tillman. You may be able to find it at WashingtonMonthly.com, but definitely check it out because it's an antidote to all of the lies coming out of the Bush administration regarding what is and is not actually happening in Iraq, the country that our tax dollars have been used to destroy. Well, I do hear the music now, folks, so I will just say ditto to all of the things I said earlier, bidding you an early farewell. I will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Have a good evening, folks. Time for me to go to bed, I think.